Blog Talk Radio.
Young man, 35 riders.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing. Why?
In the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking. That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
All of my business, these niggas ain't talking about shit, so they dead to me. No feelings, you leave your girl around me, nigga. I bet her ass come up missing. And some of these niggas be hating cause they washed up like this. Yeah, I run with them killers. Real niggas never get worried. She thick as fuck and her pussy pink, same color as Kirby. I don't show that ass no mercy. Swallow my kids, bitch, if you thirsty. And I don't be fucking around with them strippers. I make it wave on them. Surfing, yeah, my money talking. She Molly talking. She throw it back and then bust it open. Call up about 10 bitches, then knock them down. I'm going bowling. She know I don't like that tease. And don't like the way. And I'd be damned if I leave this club. It's off the chain because I...
All these bad bitches.
Yeah.
All this free love.
Yeah.
These hoes might be your wife.
Your wife.
Tonight might be her night.
night. I hope a pussy cleaner than baby wipes. I ain't got a problem, but you got problems with me. Then goons will take your life. My money right, my blood tight. She wanna ride like hitchhiking. I ball hard, knee hating niggas can't keep watching my highlights. You dead right and that's broke out. She turned up to get turned out. You niggas moving that small way, we move heavyweight like you haul. My money stacking up too tall, so no you can't see me. And when she bend it over, I quarterback that pussy. RG3, my strap is never on safety. I let these hoes in with no key, and I can't talk about what you talking about. If you ain't talking TRUB, infrared in your face like your ID, so I know you got a lot of shit on your mind. And why should I worry about these fuck niggas? Shit, I'm focused on getting mine and getting. Get tripping, get wasted. You running after these hoes, but see they running me, they chasing. If time is money, I'm impatient. That nigga in the way, erase him. You niggas smoking that bullshit, and we higher than a spaceship. I need me a pussy vacation. This weather dang can't cool. Yeah, she might be your wife, but tonight she butt naked in my room. We fucked up off of them shrooms, so you already know it's a party. You pussy niggas look sorry, and we rolling in the Ferrari.
Welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Had to open up with All These as Trump featuring Juicy J. I'm host Onyx from Line With You and also host Gordon Please.
Yes, yes. Another Wednesday. Man, November in a few days. November
exactly.
In a few days.
I know.
Man,
it is crazy. It is crazy. Oh, my God. Christmas will be here. And like a month before you know it. So, oh, my God, it's a lot.
The holidays are here. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's very crazy and very real right now, too. So, Halloween's tomorrow, taking the kids trick-or-treating. So the twins
nice.
Are really excited about that. I'm going to be dead tired. But, hey, it is what it is. They got to have fun. And I get a lot of candy, too, so I'll be snacking on some candy all week next week.
Yeah, you can't hate on trick or treating, man. You can never hate
no,
on trick or
treating. No, not at all. Free candy, what? It's crazy. So, tonight is a dope night, actually. Special guest, Barguchi, and I hope I'm saying that right, will be on the line with us tonight from Revolt TV Art Director. So, that's exciting. I know you've been speaking about that, Gordon, for the past few weeks. And so this week has arrived, and he's here, and we're excited to have him on the line. So it'll be real dope to get the ins and outs, you know, of what's going on with that,
man,
the whole empire over there.
I can't wait, man, you know, to see how Diddy led all of this up to the launch, and now it's finally here to have his real name is actually Adrian Vargas. Varguchi on Twitter and Instagram, but basically, you know, Revolt is going to be huge, and we get to chat with Adrian about where it's going, you know what I'm saying, the direction, what they're trying to do over at Revolt, because, man, it's been years since we've had an actual music television station that actually focuses on music, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything else is just like a lot of reality shows or, you know,
absolutely,
a lot of filling, but you barely get any videos. And now, I guess Puff said, you know, we're going to take it back to the old school, but with a new wave,
uh-huh,
a new twist. Uh-huh. You know, all the young people that he has working for Revolt and all their ideas, and I'm real interested to see where it's going. And it's real good to be able to talk to Adrian tonight about it.
It is, and I think it's incredible. And anybody who, I think by now everybody's pretty much heard of Revolt TV, so make sure you guys are tuning in and checking that out. It's awesome. I love it. My channel, it was on the entire, it's been on since. It has not changed except for the game last night. King James, it did change because I had to watch the game last night. But other than that, and the rings.
One
yeah.
W in the books.
Yeah, so it was a nice little moment. I don't know why I was getting emotional with it like it was me, but I was excited and invested. So, maybe a little bit too much. But so, again, everybody that's tuning in for tonight, again, Global 14 The Clip via Jermaine Dupri, social network, global14.com. So you can also head over there and check that site out. Lots of blogs and groups for you to get involved in and network and just interact with other people. And then for those of you who are artists up and coming, we do play indie unsigned music. We open up the show with one as well. And I'll let Golden tell you how you can be featured.
Yes. Make sure you hit us up on our social networks. Of course, we got Twitter, so you can hit Onyx up at Onyx254. You can hit me up at The Glue, THAGLUE. Hit us on the direct message. Send us a song, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what you're doing, what project you have. Basically, what you're trying to do, where you're trying to go, your goals. So when we do present it, we can present it the right way. We want to make sure we represent you and your music the right way. Or you can hit us up on global14.com. Onyx is Onyx254 on there, and I'm Golden Fleece on there. You can hit us up with a private message. You don't have to put it right on the wall. Hit us up with the song and let us know exactly what you're trying to do with your music. When we have our artist shows, we will play them. And it's not just play them and move on to the next. We talk about the songs, you know what I'm saying? May get some constructive criticism in there. Or your shit may be ready to go. You never know who's on the show either. We might have an A&R, might have a DJ, somebody that's ready to go ahead and push that thing out there. You know what I'm saying? You never, never know. So just holler at us, man. We looking forward to all of those shows. We pretty much love doing that shit because it just shows how much talent it is out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We get our inboxes absolutely flooded. So if we don't get right back with you or you don't hear from us, don't sweat it. We definitely going to hit you back, and we definitely going to get your music on the show. Y'all help us grow. So we help y'all. Y'all help us. It's that type of situation over here. So holler at us, and we'll make it happen.
Alrighty, so you heard what you need to do and what you need to get involved with. So again, guys, special announcement. Tonight, our director of Revolt TV, great, it looks like, he's just, again, building such an amazing empire over there just off that alone. So we're excited to have him on tonight. He will be joining us. May even already have him online, got the board lit up a little bit. If you guys have any questions or comments, make sure you do call in 760-913-4119 because he ain't got all night. Man got to work, you feel me? So get your calls in, get in the queue, and then we'll make it do what it do. So I guess we'll be we can take a break and then come on back and bring him on. What you think?
Yeah, let's get right into it, man. Let's take a break, and we're going to be back with Adrian Vargas, Creative Art Director for Revolt TV. You know you heard about it. You got questions about it, how you can submit your music. Diddy wants everything over there. So this could be an opportunity for a lot of y'all. So if you're listening, holler at Adrian while we're on. Maybe he could tell you how to get in touch with Revolt TV. He's on the way after this break.
I keep my hoes in check. You buy Nike for yours. Say they want that lie, I'ma bring that noise. Take my watch on the flight. Yeah, I call that at time. Merc them in the middle of the street, that gon' be hit deadline. Yeah, you gon' respect mine, got a body on my check now. Say you nobody to somebody, gon' body you flatline. Pocket full of dead guys. And you know I'm anti-social, anti-lame, but anti-cool, nigga, anti.
looking at a star that's spaced out. They try to take my style and then take off. I go to work with no days off. Everything all paid off. Show the pussy had shade off. She did it just for me. Nigga, would skip you like a space bar, but I much rather delete, nigga.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold up, hold up.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been? I've been getting money, where the fuck you been? I've been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib, just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib, just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib, just to fuck you in. I've been getting to the money, where the fuck you been?
Boots your hat, boots your belt. If you wrote an autobiography, you'll have to sue yourself, your lying ass. Codeine in my wine glass, I know you had a wild past. I ain't fucked you in the wild with your wild ass. I get high and I fly past. I don't know nothing about iChat. I'm working this iPhone, they need an app called iTrap. iTrap, shining like a night lamp. I just hit my girlfriend and asked her where her wife is. White cup, white hat, laying on the white couch. Got that presidential in a residential White House. Nigga saying, ho,
ho,
like a white eye. You can see me shining,
shining
with the light eye. Come on,
come on.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold up, hold up.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up, turn up.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. I've been getting to the money, where the fuck you been?
To a 10, to a 20, to 50, to 100. My niggas get money, I want it. Ride through the city, my niggas got chopper. My bitch, she so pretty, that's my Pocahontas. Everything on me, I shine like a trophy. Run up a check while they watch out for police. Versace, my pinky, a brick on my rollie. That Cali Ferrari, I'm feeling like Kobe. T.R.U., that's to the death of me, nigga. Killers on the right and left of me, nigga. My destiny, nigga, to get all this money. I can't share that whole recipe with you. My nigga told me, get it, I got him. Stand on that couch, as you drink out the bottle. That 40 got hollows, that bitch, he gon' swallow. Get to that money, I'm keeping Chicago. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in.
And what?
Bought that Benz just to fuck your friends. Giuseppe's 900 with the gold bars.
Bro,
everything about me wrong like a dope charge.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold up.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
I've
been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in.
I've been getting to the money, where the fuck you been?
Already, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. 2 Chainz, getting to the money, where you been? We also know who else is getting to this money, Revolt TV, and we do have the art director, Adrian Vargas, on the line. What's good?
Hey, how you doing today?
We're awesome. We are awesome. Also, Golden is on the line, too.
Okay, Adrian.
Hey, nothing, man. Excellent to have you on tonight, my brother. We really appreciate you giving us your time and letting us dive into the whole Revolt and Adrian Vargas brand, man. So welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Most definitely. Alrighty. So, and I have to say, I'm so excited because I think this may be one of many firsts for Adrian as far as conducting telephone interviews. So I think that's awesome that this is another outlet for him. And I love it when we get to be a part of new things and new experiences. So hope you didn't mind me sharing that. So definitely he's not. He is a professional, but I think it's so dope, and I thank you for the opportunity that you're giving us to interview you tonight. So we appreciate you. So
yeah, definitely. Well, Revolt definitely is here for everybody. You know, it's like it's not our network, it's not Diddy's network, it's like the people's network. We're trying to get everybody to contribute. You know, to make it like a real millennial thing. You know, like through social, you know, submissions. It's not about, you know, just like the celebrities and the songs that are out there or the arts that's out there. It's about, you know, fans being able to participate, you know, because in this day and age, we have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes, most definitely, especially with social media and whatnot. We can get into that. So I guess Golden, did you want to lead into the questions?
Well, you know, yeah, that's fine. I could start off, you know. First of all, we want to know a little bit more about Adrian and how he even came to want to, you know, be the art director. You know, I know he also does photography as well. So, Adrian, can you give us a little background about yourself and how it all started for you?
I'm just a cat from New York City, Washington Heights, you know. Got into illustration, doing design, you know, running around doing graffiti or trying to at least. And then my first break was working at the Source magazine way back in the day. So I used to be a contributing illustrator there and then kind of just did graphic design. I did, you know, stuff for Smith & Wesson, Funkmaster Flex,
nice.
Black Moon, then moved on to be the art director for Rockefeller Records when they first came out. So I designed Jay-Z's first album, Reasonable Doubt. And yeah, so that was kind of like my little musical background as far as doing like illustration and stuff and design work. And then I kind of stepped away. I moved to Los Angeles about, you know, 12 years ago and was doing movie posters, designing movie posters for the last like 12 years.
Nice.
So,
nice. So that's kind of my thing. That's a rich history, man. And, you know, I'm from New York, Hempstead, Long Island, man. So you talking Black Moon, you talking about Smith & Wesson, you talking the whole Nervous, you talking, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mad Lion, all that stuff,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, for sure. You bringing back memories right there. And you say Reasonable Doubt. Wow. That's definitely a rich history right there, man. So your work has already been respected by cats like me and anybody else that's familiar with those brands, which they are pretty much like worldwide. So that's pretty dope right there, man.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just chasing the dream, you know, just trying to find my way.
I
love the hip-hop stuff, so, you know, I'm just trying to figure out a way to make money. I don't rap, so got to do something.
I hear you, man. So are you still in Los Angeles or are you back up in New York?
Oh, no, I'm in L.A. We're in Revolt Space in Hollywood, and we got offices in New York as well, but I'm out here in Hollywood.
All right, so when Revolt came along and you saw what Diddy was trying to do, what drew you basically to the whole movement? I know for myself, when I heard about it first, I thought it was awesome, and I was like, wow, I know where Diddy is going to try to take this. At least I think I know. And but I'll let you explain how it caught your attention and what made you want to go ahead and deal with Puff Daddy's whole idea of Revolt.
Well, for me, it was I was just designing movie posters, you know, just cranking them out. And then my man Say Adams called me up. He, the legendary Say Adams, what's up? He gave me a shout, and he's just like, yo, I'm at Revolt. You know, I'm the creative director. We're looking for some talented cats. So I met up with him, and we had dinner. We hit it off, and it was just like, yo, you know, you want to do this? I was like, sure, why not? You know, it's just having done the movie poster thing, you know, I'm just like, it's just a job. You know what I mean? Here is just like I kind of have a voice, you know, and like Diddy's giving us. And then it's Diddy, you know what I'm saying? Like being from New York, like I already work with Jay. Like how do I say no to Sean Combs, you know? So
exactly.
So and then I just thought it was cool. I thought it was interesting. There's no music videos on television. It's dead. It's all reality garbage, you know, housewives of this and that and, you know, pregnant moms and teenagers. It's garbage, you know, it's no good.
Right.
So nobody's really bringing it, you know, musically, like from back in the days, like just showing videos. And then the whole social aspect where people can interact with the television, you know, that's totally new. You know, people being able to tweet and, you know, tweet something to the host and the host can like check it out and respond immediately. You know what I'm saying? Those are kinds of things that drew me to it as like a new, almost like taking television into like a new era, you know, because it's not really your TV screen. It's every screen. It's your phone. It's your tablet. It's, you know, it's everything.
Exactly.
So I just figured, you know, why not? Like give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? I'm already familiar with all the musical cats, and, you know, it's just the vibe is right, and it's a company like no other. You know, ethnically, you look at our office, we got all types of people from all walks of life. It's really interesting, you know? It's a lot of energy.
No, I love looking at it, man. I see the pictures on Instagram. I see, like you said, a bunch of young, creative guys, girls, you know what I'm saying? People, free spirits, all bringing their ideas together. I see Diddy listening to the youth, you know what I'm saying? He's not controlling anybody, telling people walk here for the, you know, people, when they think of Diddy, they think of the whole Cheesecake Walk and the crazy shit they saw him making the band. But, you know, you have to realize Puff's been creating and doing stuff for many years that have, you know, soared to, you know, the heights that a lot of people can't even see in this music and entertainment industry. And for him to go search for creative, smart, you know, new talent and that has these new ideas and actually listen and implement, I think that was real dope, man. So from the outside looking in, we're all seeing something that, hey, we got a voice on Revo too. We just got to get it to the to Revo TV. They'll probably play person music, that person music. You never know. But at least you have that outlet now. Like you said, reality TV has pretty much took over all the music channels that we had.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. And don't get it twisted, man. Diddy's not like sitting, you know, in his mansion, like looking from afar. Like he comes in, he grinds like day and night, you know, on the channel and like challenges us and, you know, wants to make sure that shit is legit. He's got his hands in the pie. Like he's just not, you know, a figurehead. He's actually in here all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like asking questions, listening to things, checking things out, saying, nah, that's whack. This is dope. We got to go here. We got to go there. You know, he really does. He really does get himself very involved. So that's also another reason, you know, I thought it was something different because, you know, a lot of people have networks or labels or whatever, and you never see these folks. You know, they're just a figurehead.
Exactly.
Or a name. You know, he's actually in the grind with us, in the trenches, you know, and he has access that none of these channels have. You know, we can go into an award show that nobody else can get into. We can get, you know, drops and celebrities to stop by and say what's up and kick it with them and get music from people that, you know, no MTV,
right.
BET, none of them can get, you know, because those are his friends, you know.
That's so dope, man. He opening the doors that he has using his celebrity power to you guys. You guys can go in there, put your energy in those rooms and things of that nature, man. I really think that's so dope because you got a lot of cats out there, man. You might be, you know, working under somebody or for somebody that's a celebrity, and, you know, they don't give you that access, and, you know, they're out there doing your own thing while the young people out there grinding, trying to make it happen, but they never get to see, you know, the inside of the things that they want to see. They want to vibe, and they want to look at it from the inside out, you know. So shout out to P. Diddy for doing that, man. I think that is extremely dope. Let's talk about the launch, man. I mean, you guys came along. There was a countdown to the launch of Revo. First of all, let me ask you a question that I had in my head, and I don't know if, you know, anything happened like this, but was there any backlash? Did you guys receive any negative energy for Revo coming out? Did anybody say, hey, we don't think Revo's going to do anything?
I mean, you know, we had talked about it online. You know, we had an online presence on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram, you know, for months, talking about it's coming, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of hype, and we're telling people it's not just going to be hip-hop, it's going to be alternative, EDM, you know what I'm saying, rock, it's going to be anything that's fly. And, you know, so when it was launch time, there was a lot of pressure, you know what I'm saying, because, like, we're finally going to show the world what we were doing, what we were working on. And, you know, thank God it went off without a hitch. You know, we kicked off with a Biggie video, and we went into Audio Push and, you know, a bunch of other kind of, you know, we played Michael Jackson the first day. I mean, we hit every genre, you know, and everybody was feeling it. And we brought, you know, music videos back to television. And it wasn't just one kind of music. We got tweets and emails from people saying, you know, y'all haven't left the TV on in the background for years, so just listen to music, you know. People got turned on to new sounds. You know, they're like, yo, I've never heard Black Party before. I never heard, you know, this, that, and the other. So the response was extremely positive, and it continues to do so. You know, we haven't really received any backlash at all. So, and you know, if we do our thing, we shouldn't.
I love it. I love it, man. When I first looked at it on the web, creatively, man, your art director, I looked at it. I saw the black, the gray, you know, the red, basically stuff that was like, you know what? This is our territory, you know what I'm saying? We bringing it back, the voices that people don't want to hear. It just had that look of this is the anarchy type shit. We coming back to take our spot out, you know what I'm saying? Was that done intentionally? Was that done intentionally? Like, you know what? We want this to look this certain way.
We just wanted it to look cutting edge and clean, you know? Just real slick, you know what I'm saying? Very, very kind of modern. We got a whole team of people. It's not just me, you know. We got a whole art department. It's not huge. It's a couple of people. You know, we got a motion graphics department. Those guys are incredible, extremely talented, work hard. And they just came up with a formula and a flavor, you know what I mean? Like the way we cut to commercials, the way we do a little news graphics, everything is like there's a lot of thought and energy put into it. It's not just, you know, some old nonsense, and so it means a lot to us, you know, to pour our souls into that, and to see it actually
right.
be on TV is kind of bugged out. Like, we got TVs in the office, and like, it's just still, it's still a trip that it's actually out there, you know. It still feels like we're just watching it on our own, but you know, it's out there in the world, and we're happy that everybody, you know, everybody's responding well.
Let me congratulate you on that, man. I know that has to feel real good to see something you had a hand in being presented to the world, man. So congratulations to you and the staff. You know what I'm saying? I think that's really dope, man. No doubt. Now, one more question I have for you, then we're going to bring Onyx. So I know she has some questions. I noticed the infusion of music the first time I looked at it, you know. It went from live streaming from Biggie's home in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, you got the big video, but then you got all these other different genres. I thought that was so dope that it's like, listen, anything that's dope, cutting edge, you are going to see it and hear it on Revolt. Mm-hmm. Why did he – it kind of reminded me – of when I looked at the Made in America festival that Jay-Z did, I was like, mm-hmm. wow, man, I've really never been or seen anything that had, like, you know, Jill Scott, then, you know, Pearl Jam, and then all this shit was, like,
right.
bugged out, but came together so dope. Did you guys, Diddy, make a conscious effort to say, hey, man, we're not going to put this thing in a genre and put this thing in a box. This shit is for everyone. We want everybody to hear everyone's music. And if so, why did you guys do it that way?
Well, you know, Diddy specifically didn't want it to be an urban channel. I mean, you see him and you're going to think, oh, yeah, it's going to be a rap channel. But, you know, in
right.
this day and age, we don't live in a box. You know what I'm saying? With the internet, we all have exposure to, you know, art. And I mean, look what Jay's doing with, like, you know, art and gallery work and, you know, like, just all kinds of – there's no reason to be boxed into a genre and be closed off. It's you know, the world is
right.
open, and it fly is fly no matter what it is. So if you hear a dope beat,
no
whether it's a rock song or it's an EDM track or, you know, it's a hip-hop song, whatever it is, you know, if it's got flavor, it's universal. You're going to bop – your head's going to bop. You're going to love it. You know, you'll be open
right.
to it. And it's all about flavor and creativity. It's not about, like, oh, you know – I do this, you know, it's not about a lane, you know what I'm saying? It's just a big-ass highway with a bunch of lanes, and you can cross over to any one, you know? And that's,
right.
that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to curate good music, good art, you know, good writing, good personalities on air, you know what I'm saying? Try to cover every festival we can, try to involve the people as much as we can. Our next step is to get this big outreach to, you know, the fans that can contribute and be a part of the channel, you know, be like... on site at a concert. Let's say you're at Made, you know, you're at Made in America, and you want to tweet something
right.
and send an Instagram photo of like a show you're watching. Let us know. We'll put it on the air, you know, and shout you out. Like that whole thing, you know, it's not. We're not trying to, you know, we're not trying to be the puppeteers. We're all in this together. Like everybody's going to fly shows and seeing things and seeing new fashion and seeing new art and seeing, you know, listening to new music, creating new music. You know, so it just makes sense to be that. You know what I'm saying? To not be one kind of way.
Yes. No, I agree totally, man. I think it's so dope. As a matter of fact, it shocked me. I tweeted Revolt a couple of times, and they retweeted it right back out. And I was like, oh, shit, you know, this is excellent. You know, sometimes you tweet blogs and, you know, different people out there. And, you know, you're just
right.
tweeting them. You're not expecting it to be retweeted right back out into the world. But I saw Revolt doing that with everybody, and I was like, yo, you know what? Puff is involving everybody. Revolt is involving everybody. I think that's so dope, and I think that's just going to propel it to excellent heights, man. I really got a good feeling
yeah,
about
it's,
everything.
Yeah, we live in real time. We live in real time. You know, I can
right.
say something. Somebody could be tweeting about this right now. We got people
right.
on the Twitter. Our social media team is incredible. You know, they cover everything, and, you know, we got people watching conversations. Somebody shouts something out, a breaking news story, you know, a show. Anything happens, you know, like, you know, we're talking about, like when the Kendrick Eminem track came out this morning, whole conversation broke out about that, you know, and so
right.
we're actively out there, you know, talking to people and trying to reach the fans and just make them more than fans, you know what I'm saying, make them part of it, you know what I mean, like you're just not on the outside looking in, you're actually on the inside, you know what I'm saying, participating.
No doubt, no doubt, and we're going to bring Onyx back on. I just got this last one. Are you guys developing shows for Revolt TV right now as far as music is concerned? Maybe, you know, not the videos, but, you know, actual shows with personalities that we're going to get to know through Revolt. Is there any specific things that's in the works that you could share now, maybe one show that's coming up that people should look out for? Or?
Well, currently we've got a couple of shows. We got The Gate, which is kind of, it's on a late night, and it's all hip-hop, like, you know, like grimy, underground, just, it's not commercial, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're playing like Troy Ave, you know what I mean? Like, just crazy banging beats, and we're covering, like, the A3C Festival, we're covering, you know, Made in America, we're covering, what was it, Powerhouse just happened in Philly, you know, so that's The Gate. That's got no host. That's just a block of banging hip-hop videos. Then we got In Harm's Way, which is my man Andy Harms, who is one of the, well, Tuma Bassa is in charge of The Gate, and Andy Harms is in charge of In Harm's Way. Those two guys are a music filter. You know, they're the ones who sit and make these playlists. They're the guys who sit and look at thousands of videos and determine, like, what we're going to put on. So In Harm's Way is kind of an alternative rock, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of EDM show that's currently on. And then some other things in development, you know, some documentary stuff about, you know, making music and just like some behind the scenes stuff. We don't have any sort of like shows as you would know them on TV, like reality and none of that nonsense. So far it's just strictly music, you know?
Nah, I love it, man. One of our people on the show, he works right on the show with us, man in the boards and everything, my man Lamont, he actually heard that there was a J. Cole show coming up on Revolt, so he had asked about that, like, yo, is J. Cole
there's a lot of things in the works. I can't confirm or deny anything, but you know, there's a lot of, like I said, Diddy's got friends everywhere in the industry. There'll be a lot of musical stuff that you're only going to see exclusively on Revolt. So, you know, just stay tuned. We're grinding every day trying to put this stuff out. So it's coming.
We love it, man. We love it, Adrian. We appreciate it. Onyx, man, it's exciting. I know you hear everything about Revolt. Oh,
we talk about Revolt a lot.
It's exciting, man. It's exciting. It is.
It's so exciting to hear all of this and to – it's also – I guess easing to know that what the things that you're saying about Diddy being hands-on, coming there, pushing you guys to grind, and then grinding with you, motivation and all of that. That's awesome. I love that you shared that with us. So thank you. So you touched on a lot of the things as far as the interaction that Revolt TV is doing to ensure that the fans and the people are involved and get to have a voice as well. And like Golden said, the retweeting and whatnot. Can you let our audience know, because some of them aren't quite familiar, what exactly does your role entail specifically? What is a day for you right now in the life of being art director of Revolt TV?
You know, I just try to keep the quality control as far as like the designs. You know, we work on a lot of campaigns and just anything visual, you know, like it's my job to, you know, to work with my team of designers, and you know, we've got all kinds of, like, you know, Instagram images, or we're doing photography, you know, we're shooting, you know, interviews and all kinds of things. So my day-to-day is just to make sure that we keep, like, you know, our vision fresh and unique and, you know, like, of a certain quality, you know, designing logos, all kinds of things. But, you know, it's basically just looking at the brand, you know, and making sure that the message is cohesive, that visually it looks like it's coming from one voice. You know, and like I said, there's a lot of people involved in it. It's not just me. And they do a fantastic job.
That's awesome. And I'm so glad that you expressed that, because we do have a couple people tweeting us and texting at this moment as well. So thank you for that clarification. And you mentioned that you had a couple of several locations, as far as you said. You mentioned the office in New York. You're the one in L.A. Are there any other offices at this moment for Revolt TV?
Nah, currently we're running out of the Bad Boy offices in New York. You know, we're getting some new offices out there on the East Coast, and then we're in the heart of Hollywood here in L.A. I'm actually on the rooftop right now, so overlooking the city.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, those are our two spots. But here's the thing. It's just like the way it's going to work, because of the social media stuff, we got people all over, you know, like because of
you know, mobile technology, we can have a mm-hmm. film crew in Atlanta. We can have, you know, fans in Atlanta tweet a live event. You know, so it's not really about where you're at. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like mm-hmm. it's happening all over the place. You know, we're broadcasting from all over when we can, you know? So it's this might be where our headquarters are, but we're everywhere.
Absolutely. All right. And so I know that you said you couldn't disclose a lot, too much, but is there anything that you can give us a heads up about and what is to come as far as
we got a website coming very soon, very, very soon, which will have a lot of interaction. Again, you'll be able to see your tweets, your conversations happening in real time. You'll be able to watch videos and follow news stories. And as they happen, you know, these things are going to come up. So it's going to be a living site. It's not going to be like back button, front button. It's just going to be like flowing with information. So it'll be very interesting. And, you know, we're just going to, you know, the social interaction with our social media team and the broadcast. So you'll be able to be watching and tweet and get, you know, responses back, you know, immediately from hosts, you know, so that's in the works and should be happening soon. And then we'll have our live show happening early next year, like January or so. So we'll have, you know, live from our headquarters. We'll have performances, you know, interviews.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, kind of like a little like a Today Show kind of, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
Like everybody. So, yeah, so that's coming very shortly. We just started doing live hits. So, you know, we got people in New York throwing it to us in L.A. live. So, it's, you know, we're growing quickly.
Oh, my goodness. So quickly. And then I want to ask you this as well, because we've been kind of hearing about Revolt for just a couple of months. How long have you been involved in this actual process prior to the launch?
Yeah, I've been a part of it for about 8 months now. It's been going on for about close to 2 years, you know, like in the working, but this is like a lot of groundwork. I mean, you can imagine what it takes to start a television, you know, network,
right.
a channel.
Right.
It's just the logistics and the amount of things that need to be, you know, contracts and legalities. I mean, it's just an incredible process, and it's kind of hard to believe that, you know, that it's all happened in such a short period. But, you know, it's just a testament to the people who work here. But yeah, it's been you know, but it's been about 2 years for some, for the oldest members. So for me, like 8 months or so.
That is just amazing. I just love to hear this and the story and the growth and progression of where it is now and where it's going. And I'm excited about it. We want to go to this live event, this TRL kind of setup. It seems this is amazing.
Yeah,
I love everything.
Come through.
Yeah, we're definitely coming through. We're definitely coming through.
Everybody should just – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, for people who want to get involved, you know, just follow us on Twitter at Revolt TV. Our website is revolt.tv. You know, come through. There's a submission form, like join, you know, like what do you do? Are you a host? Are you like a musician? Are you a photographer? Do you shoot video? Are you an editor? You know, like what? Mm-hmm. There's a whole form, like fill it out. You know, I mean, even though we're a network and people probably think we got hundreds of people working for us, it's a pretty tight group of people. It's not a ton
mm-hmm.
of us. You know what I mean? So we're grinding
mm-hmm.
day and night. So forgive us if we don't respond immediately, but we are looking. We're sifting through the stuff, trying to reach out to people. We want to get your information, you know, and see what you do and you know, put that content out there. So, you know, don't get discouraged if you don't get hit up right away. You know, the pile's pretty high, but, you know, just join, you know, join the conversation in social and hit us on our website, and, you know, we'll definitely get back to you.
That is amazing. And everyone that's listening now, because we do have quite a few people listening, definitely respect the protocol. You heard him. If you don't get back, just stay patient. We don't want y'all to tweet him, blow up his Twitter tonight. Please don't do it. just do the process like you said. Don't get disqualified already. And so then also I want to ask you this, and then I know you have to go and get back to your grind and whatnot. Is there anything that you're learning now in this room, because you've been doing movie posters, you've been in the music industry behind the scenes and whatnot, is there anything that you're learning now with Diddy and Revolt that you hadn't before about the business and the industry as a whole?
I mean, just that, you know, I mean, it sounds corny, but, you know, like the hard work and perseverance kind of pays off, and it's just about
mm-hmm.
being intelligent and doing things, you know, going about things the right way. You know, we all have these outlets, you know, we all have access to things. And if you look at what you have access to and how to utilize those tools, you can make things happen. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's incredible that this is actually happening, that there's a channel, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's crazy. But, you know, you can do it. Or you guys are like streaming radio. Like, there's all kinds of outlets. You know, take advantage of your outlets. And, you know, don't use Instagram just for, you know, posting selfies if you're a photographer. Take pictures, you know what I'm saying? Put yourself out there. Like, put up a Tumblr right. of your photography, you know what I'm saying? Put up, like, a website of your work if you can, you know, if you have access to that stuff. Like, don't, you know, just don't use it for, like, nonsense. You know, you can actually build quite a following and you know, get some attention to yourself. For your craft, for what you do, you know. So just that's what I learn every day is just like new ways to communicate and to get at people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are accessible. You know, through Twitter or whatever. You know, you don't hit them up with like, mm-hmm. yo, this is my demo tape. You know, like just be smart about how you do things, and you can get through a lot of doors. You know.
Most definitely, that was awesome advice, and I couldn't agree with you more. And the examples that you gave as well. Can you write? And also, are you doing any work outside of? I know you're still probably doing some movie work, but can anybody just hit up Adrian and say, hey, I want a photo shoot, or how does it work to kind of get in touch with you to work with you if interested?
I mean, you can find me on Twitter or through my website. But you know, I mean, I'm fully devoted to Revolt right now, but you know, I do side projects, personal ones at that. You know, I still go out and shoot like as often as possible, take pictures, just keep the creative juices flowing. You know, you can't just do one thing; you got to feed your brain mm-hmm. something else so that you can, you know what I mean, like create. So you got to like step away from all that and do other things. But yeah, I mean, you know, just hit me up on Twitter or you know, you can find me on my website and. Yeah, just holler, say what's up. If you make artwork, you know, share a link. If you got a website, share a link. I love to take a look at it.
And it's awesome. Well, we thank you so much, and we're actually going to post your website and all of that just in case they missed it, and it is at Varguchi, V-A-R-G-U-C-C-I on the Twitter, so make sure you hit his handle up and follow him and keep posted to what he has going on as well as at Revolt TV, so we're excited about that. Golden, I know you're still on the line, tuning in, listening in, so excellent.
Yeah, man, I'm just happy. You feel me? Like,
I know.
It just makes me happy. Being in
it really
know, entertainment, doing different things in the music industry, you know, Onyx and I both are a part of it, and just to see, you know, young people getting a chance, like you said, to start from where they were and then actually see their work spread to the world, you know what I'm saying, and being devoted to something that they believe in. I just think it's really dope. I think, you know, what Revolt TV is doing, you know, I'm going to stop saying what Diddy's doing. It's what Revolt TV is doing. He laid the platform, and now you got a whole bunch of, you know, creative people out there making it happen the way it's supposed to happen. So I'm just happy about it. I can't wait to see it grow and get bigger. We're definitely going to keep in touch with Adrian. Shout out to Marco, the curator, the homie King.
Oh, yes, my
boy.
All
the boys out there, you know. Shout out to
the homies
out
there,
man. Wow, he was on our show. Yeah, he was on our show.
He's actually one of our stylists, actually. He's keeping the host looking fly. So shout out to Marco, the curator,
for
sure.
That's so dope, man. We just so happy for the guys, man. And y'all are in a great position right now. You know, when me and Onyx touch out to L.A., we definitely want to visit the offices, man, chop it up with you guys, you know what I'm saying? It's just a pleasure to have you on. And one last thing, man, let people know how they can get Revolt if it's not available in their area on their cable network.
Man, the only thing you can do is if it's not on your cable network and you want to make a bold choice, you can jump on a Time Warner, or you can just, you know, like tweet and call your cable network. We're trying to expand. You know, I don't want people to think that it's just Time Warner and Comcast. You know, it's very difficult mm-hmm. to get onto these other networks like Dish and Fios and all these other, you know what I'm saying, it takes time. But, you know, if the people want it and you let your cable provider know and we're not there, you know what I'm saying, we're not in your city, please let your cable provider know that you want it. You know what I'm saying? We're doing everything we can to try to sign deals. We got a great sales team doing the groundwork, trying to make sure that we're on, you know, every major carrier. You know, as you can imagine, it's very difficult to do that.
Right.
So, you know, but if the demand is there, then, you know, they got to listen. You know, and especially if we keep putting out good stuff and the fans, you know, accept it and love it, All we can do is, you know, is grow from there. So call your cable provider, tell them you need Revolt, you know, hashtag need Revolt, tweet them, just bug them all day and night, and hopefully, you know, we'll be getting some phone calls and we'll be on some other carriers.
That's real dope, man. So, you know, it's in the palm of your hands, people. You want Revolt TV in your area, holler at your people, holler at your carriers, your networks. Let them know, listen, we want our Revolt TV. I don't think you guys are streaming live on the net anymore. I know it was for like 3 days. Are you still streaming live on the internet?
Nah, we did it for the first week, you know, so that everybody could experience it and see it and participate in the launch. But, you know, unfortunately, we can't continue to get to
right.
It. So, you know, but people get, you know, they get a chance. Like, again, everything is at Revolt TV, so check us out on YouTube. We got a ton of clips, a lot of footage up there, a lot of interviews, a lot of exclusive stuff. So you know, everybody can still participate, but, you know, hopefully we'll be in every home soon.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. Adrian, man, thanks for your time tonight. We really appreciate it, brother. Keep doing your thing out there. Keep growing, prospering. We rooting for Revolt TV. We rooting for you. And, man, we're going to have you back on because I know it's going to be some big shit going on when that New Year starts.
I know.
Man.
It's crazy.
Yeah. We got some plans for New Year's. Definitely. So
awesome,
stay tuned. We'll keep in touch. And, yo, thank you for this opportunity. You know, remember, just follow your dreams and all that good shit. And, you know, like, let's just make this happen.
I'm so touched and inspired.
Like, participate, you know, submit. Please submit. Submit dope content. We need you. You know what I'm saying? Like, come out here and be a part of this.
That's lovely,
awesome.
Man. We're going to definitely put everything where we need to put it so people can submit, be active in the process. And once again, man, we appreciate you coming on tonight. You have a great night, brother, and we'll be looking to talk to you soon. You know what I'm saying? Any submissions we get, we're going to send them right over to you, man.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Care. All right. Peace.
Already, that was Adrian Vargas, our director of Revolt TV, on the line with us. Truly touched and inspired by his words and his interview. Barely even know what to ask because I'm just like, I'm really excited. When I heard his resume thus far, I said, well, wow, that was enough for me right there. And then now he's continuing to progress and be consistent within the industry. Even though it's changed so much and the demand and the, I mean, it's hard to stay consistent if it's not in you. It's awesome. Great guy. Very intelligent, very humble as well. So awesome.
Great interview. I love the energy of Revolt TV. You can feel it all the way through the Instagrams, the Twitter. You absolutely know that they're really trying to grab the youth. They're trying to grab anybody creative. They're letting you know this is your channel. Be a part of it. And a lot of people are going to have to step their game up because Diddy, he definitely is laying the platform for something groundbreaking. You know, everybody, you see these festivals out here. You see these big concerts. You see these things going on. Music is still being consumed at an all-time high. You know, it's where you are. Where you're at in your process, you have to know where to look for this stuff because it's out there. So don't
That's
just get
right.
stuck in your local area, not knowing what the hell's going on. The internet's your best friend. There could be some huge-ass concert going on right one state away where you could never know who's going to be there. So get up, get out, be a part of it. You might be able to take some clips on your phone and send it over to Adrian. They might want to use it on Revolt. You know what I'm saying? So it just seems like it's very interactive, and I like that. I really like that. So shout out to the whole Revolt.
I just love the opportunity. I love giving the opportunity. I just love, you know, people always saying, I just need my foot in the door and all that. Well, this is your door. You know what I mean? I always would say, you know, if you can't find a door to walk in, then build your own. But they've got several. So pick one, walk through it, and do what you need to do. I mean, I'm so excited for him and the whole Revolt TV staff. I just, it's exciting, you know. It's just a great thing. It really is. So I didn't have any news or anything, and I wasn't going to you know, I guess I could check in with you if you had any news, but that was really all the news that I felt was, I mean, not that
yeah,
was
yeah,
worthy,
nah,
but
stop
I mean,
it right here.
Yeah, because the launch was a big deal.
It is.
You know, everybody be inspired and do great things and get your hustle on and grind and all of that. So we'll be back then. And happy Halloween to everybody that celebrates that. You know, take your kids trick-or-treating. Give out the candy, whatever you need to do. Be safe. Everybody be safe. If you're going out doing the costume partying and clubbing and whatnot, be safe on them streets and in them roads. And that's what it is. You guys can actually follow us at Global 14 The Cut. And at Global 14, that's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So make sure you also, again, head over to that site. Head over to that Twitter to see what they got going on. Heat Nation, King James. Because we got to make sure we let everybody know what it is. Let's not, just in case they forgot about last night. And then,
Beautiful opening night.
Oh, it was amazing.
Great ceremony. Got the W. I was loving it. So let's just keep going.
It was amazing.
Three-peat. You and Miana's going to be talking about it on the show. We both riding for that three-peat. So anybody else you want to call in, you want to talk shit about Miami, go ahead. You call in. You call in and talk
shit.
And
I will.
The two hosts are riding for Miami.
Exactly. And I will debate you down about it because, you know, again, let the young generation come through, do their thing. He's doing his thing. And so then I guess also you could follow me at Onyx254 on Twitter and on also Instagram and Global 14. You can hit me up on either one of those networks. And
you can holler at me at the Glue, THAGLUE, on Twitter, on Global14.com. You can hit me up. I'm Golden Fleece on Instagram, THA Golden Fleece. And we out of here, man. Perfect show. Energy is dope. Shout out to Adrian Vargas one more time. And we gone.
That's right. And shout out to Steph, Lamont, hold it down, the boys as well. And that's it.
Yes, indeed.
Never come down, and I know you wanna be me, but you be so you can't see me, and I deserve to shine, cause motherfucker I grind.
Can't you see that
yeah.
You can't stop
yeah. This is legendary, remember when David slayed Goliath, or Magic Johnson beating the AIDS virus,
yeah.
Damn where'd all this time go, when them haters come around, no I blow. But I'm all about my pesos. Yeah, she a fly girl, no J-Lo. Doing it by myself, independent. But I don't give a fuck, I'm still winning. And you can't stop me, my people, they got me. I'm a Louis Vuitton bag and y'all just swat me. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Haters looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it. Punchline, I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another motherfucker here stopping me, bruh.
Yeah.
I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but you be so you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cause motherfucker I grind.
Can't you see that you can't stop?
I'm on my own, not too many believe. 26 with bills, it's hard to follow your dreams. And women wanna be saved like I got a case. But Sally May the only woman I need to be late. And that's real, keep my eyes on the prize. They say the truth hurts, but they're killing me with the lies. I'm trying to do it big this year. Never looking back and facing all my fears. And you can't stop me, my people they got me. I'm a filet mignon cut, and y'all just lunch me. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Haters looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it. Punchline, I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another motherfucker here stopping me, bruh.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
I keep my head to the cloud. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but you be told you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cuz motherfucker I grind. I got the flu, me and my team winning, and we ain't got a flaunt. They say they want that real, watch me give them what they want. Ready for the worst, but praying for the best. They tell me that preparation the key to your success. You only get one chance.
they tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Hater looking like fast food, cause y'all just sauced it. Punchline, I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another motherfucker here stopping me, bruh. Uh-uh.
Can't nah. You see that
yeah.
You can't stop us now.
Yeah. I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but you be so you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cause motherfucker.